Welcome you to another episode of Porch Talk, and I'm a little nervous about this one. This is the biggest episode that we've done here. This is a really big deal. They had such an impact on pop culture, rock, and some political things all over the world. We're not going to get into that. We're talking about Deaf Rhinos, and I just can't tell you how special this episode is, and man, this is going to be one for the books.
Well, Alan, I'm glad to be here, man. I do want to mention that there was a bit of a car accident, so Nigel and Neptune are probably going to not be able to make it, but that's fine because I'm here and I am extremely excited to talk about our next album and everything the band is doing, and I'm looking forward to everything.
Now, time out here. You're not who I was expecting. Just to introduce yourself and what's going on here?
Yeah, my name is Sebastian Shaw. I am band manager for Deaf Rhinos. I oversee all their management and their situations, their bookings. And I'm just really looking forward
to it. We've been in contact over email.
Yes, okay. We have.
It's good to meet you, Sebby.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, man. I'm looking forward to it. I've been a big fan for a long time. The whole band has as well.
Well, man, I guess we'll do the best that we can. You said you had news about a new album.
Yes, our new album will drop in the next couple of months, followed by a tour across the country and Canada and some places in Mexico, accordingly. And we...
Hold up. Come on. Hold up.
Put your foot back.
Well.
Oh, God.
Look what we have
here. Wow. I can't believe it. Neptune.
Thank you. I knew there was something that you got here.
We need money for the bill.
Oh, God. I need
Wyatt. What is that behind Neptune? What did he drag with him?
It's an IV drip. Don't worry about it.
Seth. What, did you take him out of the hospital?
Checked him out, yeah.
What do you mean?
Seth, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in so long.
No, it's not good to see you.
No. What? When you say IV,
morphine. Yeah, he has a few boo-boos.
We took the morphine out of the hospital?
Well, yeah.
He's still in the gown, for crying out loud.
It's okay. His ass is just flowing in the wind, isn't
it? Okay. Josephine's there. It's fine.
You left Josephine?
She was the distraction. How do you think I'm here?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how fast you can clear out a hospital if you just say the word bomb.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's great. Seb, how could you? You knew we were excited for this interview.
Oh,
you
God.
Knew we were. I sent you many emojis clarifying how I felt. The thumbs up, the poo, the one with the dragon. You know that's my way of saying I'm excited.
I still don't know what any of those mean.
There's going to be a big... There may be no bill at the hospital. Yeah, but
no.
No, I'm pretty sure there will be a bill. This is America.
I give him my fake name.
Yeah.
What fake name?
Fake name?
Dylan Scott.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I hate that one. I hate it. Sounds like the offshoot character in the Harry Potter book.
Sounds like a shitty Jim Halpert from The Office.
Yeah. Like the Swedish version of The Office. Yeah. Shit. Seb, how could you?
All right, just to back this up, now that we have you here.
Yeah. Hello. How are you?
There was mention of a car crash and why this wasn't going to be a thing, and now it's a thing.
Oh, guys, boo.
Thanks again for, I guess, somehow being here.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Yeah.
Thanks for toughing it out.
Yeah.
So, tell us about the car crash.
Oh, well, what's the difference between a fender bender and a 16 car pilot? Really?
A felony.
Really? Like, felony. Okay, one, I was not that drunk when I was driving.
Jesus.
Which, kids, don't drink and drive.
Is this live? Can they hear us now?
Yes, yeah. Not until they can.
All right, we'll take a call from line one. Hello, caller.
It's not that way.
Yeah. Hey,
what did I just say? Okay.
I don't care who's listening. Neptune, he saved my life today.
Yeah, I did.
So, just remember that when he's like doing stuff.
Yeah, I gave him CPR. You know, 1, 2, 3 slap. 1, 2, 3 slap. Woke right up.
Okay, so clearly you're missing the point. He wasn't injured until you started doing CPR.
No,
he
was pretty bad.
That's why he got injured.
How did I get to the hospital?
Mate, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm smoking. It hurts.
Wait, hey, you can't have cigarettes in here.
Why not?
It's a studio, man.
Was it flammable?
I love how it sounds. I love it.
See?
Well, it's thinking kind of about it. It's going to kind of just stay in here.
That's fine. Secondhand smoke never killed nobody.
God. I am so sorry about all of this.
I got a steel stomach. I'll be fine.
How does that even correlate to what we're talking about?
Seb, I think you're getting worked up, okay?
Really?
I think you need a sip from our sponsor, Pripyat Dew. Pripyat Dew. It's not that radioactive, you know?
Oh, my God. No, not... We're working out a deal with a sponsor. He's not a sponsor yet because he's not exactly a legal American citizen. But I can't. Is that glowing?
A little bit. In the right light, you know.
So tell us a little bit more about this sponsor.
So I'll let you take that one since you're just taking charge, I guess.
Well,
you tried it. It's so good.
Wow. You steal the radio cast.
I really tried to get it in my ID.
It's not really called a radio cast, but. No, we're trying to get a sponsor with this company called Pripyat Dew. It's a soda company from the Ukraine. We're still trying to figure out if it's FDA certified and USDA certified and just all around legal. But it's not against the law, according to our, the company.
Yuri?
Yeah, Yuri.
Yeah, great, mate. He's so great.
Just a little bit about that. I don't know if this is off the table or not, but why did you have to get with Yuri? Did they have something to do with a past tour?
A little bit.
Oh, boy.
You know, we had a European tour in, what was it, the 95, I think, somewhere in there.
Somewhere around that.
You know, we were very adamant. We wanted to shoot at Chernobyl because, who's done that? I wanted to walk away from that stage fucking glowing, you know. And I did.
Is that why the drink is glowing?
Probably. It's distilled from the water right from the plant. It's delicious.
Wow.
It makes my teeth tingle and have feelings.
I heard there's mention of aftertaste of cereal.
A little bit. Fruit Loops.
Or was that just the morphine?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah. Bit of both, but we make it work.
God.
You know, I love it. You know, I fully endorse. They have my full... cooperation.
So back to Chernobyl.
Right. So,
why do we have to talk about Chernobyl? Because we do have a big tour coming up,
Sam,
guys.
I can interrupt you real quick, tell you to shut up. We went to the plant.
Keep it going.
As in, we snuck in, because what's more rock and roll than sneaking into an abandoned nuclear reactor? Nothing, that's what. So we went in, we played for a total of 7 radioactive wolves and squirrels. What was it, like 2 homeless people who had 3 arms?
I saw some kids there, too.
Yeah. It was weird. Like the Simpsons fish with like 3 eyes just neatly in a row.
And
I wanted to adopt one. They wouldn't.
I think this is some of the reasons why a lot of people say that y'all are some of the most different for pop culture and just for the music culture is that the chances that you're willing to take. So, I mean, why even play there?
Well, it wasn't planned. I'll tell you that. We weren't going to play there. They just weren't in the hotel when I woke up.
But the thing I heard that was worse was getting out. Wasn't equipment left behind?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, including the tour bus because the you know, the radiation fried the battery, and the Ukrainian government had to fly you out with a helicopter.
Yeah, that was a fun ride. They strapped you that thing to move livestock from wildfires. I was just dangling. I started singing Seal from Batman Forever. It was amazing.
You know, yeah, my drum set melted.
It did do that. Yeah.
I wanted to play as close as I could to the elephant booth.
I wanted to come out with, you know, superpowers, you know, like Spider-Man.
That's how it happens, right?
That's
what I've always heard.
Based on the literature I've written.
And that was another thing about your lyrics. Let's get into songwriting for just a spell. Okay. While we're there, many people have talked for years about the impact that grunge and pre-emo, such as Nirvana, had on the music culture and just culture in general. But I think we all remember some of the songs that came real early, about 2 or 3 years before Nirvana, that you wrote.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about some of those titles, like It Gets Me So I Puke.
I meant to spell acute, but, you know, dyslexia.
And that was the underground track. I mean, I didn't even... Let's bring up the hits.
Okay.
I don't know if we're supposed to... That was...
No, I think...
Yeah, that was early stuff.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I think, like, our biggest hit was probably Touch Me There. You know, that was a big hit on the radio.
I love that song.
Yeah, it played for a whole week before it was pulled.
Made it very underground, which made it very, like, successful. It's like Two Live Crew, you know?
Cult classic.
The censorship really, like, amped up the mystique of it, which just made it a legend. It was only on the radio for a week, and people are still playing in their cars. I've heard a kid with it, it's his ringtone now.
Yeah.
In the melody of Crazy Frog.
Yeah. And I hear, like, I don't know if this was true, and I don't know if this was the intention, but I hear that somebody in the band is a huge fan of Tommy Wazoo's The Room.
Oh, absolutely.
That's our movie.
And the fact that song, Touch Me There, could be treated just like The Room and become a cult classic. And that is just kind of the culture effect that it has had. We're talking like Grateful Dead level of cultish classics.
Well, I think we made a push for it to have midnight showings at local Radio Shacks. But you know Radio Shack went under, so you know we had to make do with what we could.
Yeah, we went to Circuit City after that.
Office Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty much anywhere that had speakers, computer speakers, radio speakers, phone speakers. Yeah. You have a speaker. We'll play Touch Me There.
Like, where were you at during all this? Was that when you went off the radar?
A little bit. This was post... let's see, what was it? We had to... After that song...
Post-Asia.
Was it the Asian tour? Post-Asian tour?
Which one was that?
Oh, gosh.
Did I have...
I'm breaking a rule here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
With my mate Kim?
No, let's not bring up him or his dad's name, because...
R.I.P.
Don't say that.
He was nice.
No, you can't say that either, because he wasn't nice. He's an enemy.
Is he?
For those of you that don't know, we're mentioning our infamous North Korea tour.
Is he one of the red countries, like, you know how, you know, there are blue and white, or blue and red states? In America, is he one of the red ones? Like, is he bad?
Yes, Nigel, he is.
You were there.
No, like, bad as in, like, Sylvester Stallone in Dread bad.
No, just bad. Like, Stalin bad.
Like, how are we comparing things to red and blue here?
I don't understand. Are you saying he's like a Republican, or?
Red's a bad color, right?
Yeah.
When it's communist, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right about the communists. Yeah.
Well, never time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
It was.
I thoroughly enjoyed
that tour.
It was the single worst moment of my life.
You're just mad because you weren't there.
No, I was there.
What?
Yeah. Remember the sewers? Remember you guys leaving me in the wilderness, trying to get across the DMV by myself?
See, that's
our nice tour guide, Song Nina, died.
She died.
Now, the last time this was on interview, this part got cut out of the air. Do we need to talk about any more than that?
You're probably right. We probably shouldn't talk about this anymore.
No, I say let's just throw it out in the open.
We didn't leave you there.
We can.
Yes, you did, Nigel. Yes, no? You did. You are under the influence of morphine, and you have blood coming out of your ears right
speaking
now.
Speaking of which, pass that drip
here. I know what's happening.
Pass the drip here.
No, you don't need any morphine.
Thank you.
You can't drink morphine.
You can with a Pripyat Dude chaser.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
Taste the glow. It's a slogan I'm trying to pitch them.
We're going back to the sponsor.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm contractually obligated to mention them at least
not once
or twice every 30 minutes.
Not contractually obligated.
So if I just go ahead and get it out of the way, it just helps. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
So good. Back to Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Korea.
See, I remember it.
We can edit all this out, right?
No, we cannot. Can we? Nope. So,
I'd love to hear it.
Seth, I think you just remember it differently than I do. I remember playing a kick-ass show in front of millions of very, very skinny subjects, right? Hung out with Kim for a bit, played some basketball. It was all right. Then, we went...
Was he good at basketball?
No. Packed every single one.
I bet you destroyed him.
Hell yeah. I said, get that shit out of my face.
Yeah.
So, we played basketball for a bit. Then we went through the woods. Yes, saw Nigel. All the nature that. And tigers and bears and God knows what else. Then we came up to a nice military encampment. I had Korean barbecue for the first time, which didn't really sit well. And then he comes, like, just stinking of shit. And with twigs and all things in his beard and hair, crying about some tour guy like Soong Lee or whatever the name is. I was like, you need to go over here and try this Korean barbecue.
This story leaked a little bit. Now, was this during the time when you got caught up in saying that you are the air, the water, the fire, and the earth?
This was right after that.
And yeah. Just for the fans out there, that always got left alone. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Just for a minute.
I mean,
where were you in that time of your life?
It's really hard to relive some bad memories.
Take another drip.
I don't think he needs any more morphine.
Yeah,
too.
Sure.
It's all right. I have Vicodin over here.
Let me get a do.
Where'd you get the Vicodin?
There you go. What?
Where'd you get the Vicodin?
Where did I not get the Vicodin? Continue with your cult story.
I'm glad you didn't answer that.
Okay.
I got it from my dealer.
God damn it.
Before all of that happened, I was trying to start a side band with a few guys. You know, I was really aiming to be like the, what's that guy's name? He's in the Beatles.
Charles Manson?
Charles Manson's in the Beatles.
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, I was going to be the Ringo Starr. It's going to be the Ringo Starr of grunge pop. You know, everybody loves grunge pop.
God of octopuses.
Yeah. I was going to write a song about dolphins instead of the octopus, but
I didn't know that.
I'm getting sidetracked, but yeah, that was what I was doing during that time. And you know,
is that where I Am the Water comes from? Maybe.
Yeah, that was a song title. Wrote with my ex. I want to talk about that.
It's fine. She was a bitch. Awful, awful woman.
I guess maybe it's best to get off of this. So it was really a psychedelic music trip.
Yeah, you know, you just go out in the woods.
But I heard that yoga really turned a lot of things around for you. Are you still teaching?
Yoga? Yeah. You know, 6 times a day, 7 times a week. It's really changed my life around.
Nigel, you don't have a license anymore to do that.
You remember
the...
God, this is crazy. I got it right here. It's right there.
Well, that's half of it. They cut it in half. You remember the court hearing. You can't teach yoga anymore.
No. That was... She said she wanted to be there. Okay?
Nigel, that... We don't need to talk about this.
But wasn't it Neptune that told her about it?
Yeah.
She was there with her whole family. They were all there.
Yeah. I said, hey, you're like stretching, go check out my mate Nigel's yoga class.
And they all went there. It was like somebody's like 30th birthday or 40th. You know, I don't know. People look the same. But
I mean, who doesn't go to yoga classes for their birthday?
You know, E! News wrote an article on how this went down. They said that it was a way of you bullying Nigel into getting back into the game.
Okay.
I want you to clear this up because remember, everyone, that God rest his soul, but he was a loan officer at a bank.
That's right.
He was also bald.
Dude.
He was bald as a baby, mate.
I feel because, like he... I'm pretty sure he got his ingredients from Chernobyl.
A little bit, yeah, probably.
I had to have been.
But, oh my God.
Hey, what about his brother? Who? Where's he been?
The mate with the burnt ramen hair. Patrick, yeah,
Patty. Yeah. Patty boy.
Yeah, I think he's still
in. Is he still in?
He left. I don't know where he is.
He just walked out one day, and I haven't seen him since. I mean, I've seen him at, you know, the shop and getting gas, and I was like, hey, mate, what's up? And he'll just keep going about his day, looking all boohoo, depressed, tears and running down his face. I don't like to surround myself with negative things. So if I see someone crying, I go the opposite way.
Well, I've heard, it got a lot crazier than that. I think it started, somebody recorded you when you didn't think they were, and you stated that it happened when he went and saw the fortune teller, that he got hoodooed.
Yeah, Patrick is a bit superstitious, and so he felt in order to reconnect with his recently deceased brother to get some guidance in what direction he wanted to go with life. So he asked
me.
Well,
you saw what happened.
Yeah, he believed he had a spiritual awakening of such.
Gross.
And he wanted to
get a room.
Leave the band temporarily, of course. Def Rhinos is stronger than ever. And just have a bit of a walkabout, a spiritual walkabout to get over the passing of his brother and have a time to mourn and heal the way everyone should.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't do anything. What do I do? You're on thin ice as it is, mister. Coming to this interview without us.
Well, I think it's for the next part that we're going is how Patrick walked in and y'all are already replacing him, his brother.
Right. We have the perfect character. We have Mr. Clown.
I recently heard just 2 days ago that Mr. Clown got locked up.
No.
Again. The same charge.
Really?
And what was... and you said it wasn't a big deal.
I didn't think he'd get locked up. I mean, okay, awesome. I know it's bad, okay? No matter where you do it. But if it's an abandoned building with only squatters in there, it's not that bad.
It wasn't abandoned. It was a children's hospital burn ward.
Well, it looked abandoned because the windows were broken.
The problem was he burned the same building.
Yeah.
Twice, so
you got to get it down.
Yeah,
If you start a job, you finish it.
You finish the job.
No, you can't.
He was a contractor. He was just doing.
You're
his
getting
duty.
Really flustered, bud. I think I should give you.
All I'm saying is, we probably shouldn't be endorsing and supporting a known habitual arsonist.
You're right. Speaking of endorsements, Pripyat do. Do your teeth not itch? Pripyat do.
You're drinking it too?
Yes. Have some. So good.
Have some.
No, I don't want that. He's on morphine.
Makes me feel really good.
Here.
Check this out.
Take some more.
Oh, wow.
I dropped
that. Was not Vicodin.
No. I don't know what that is. It's unlocked.
So good.
Could be sweet tarts. Could be...
I'm sorry, Alan. Where were we?
Alan, that's your name. I forgot to ask you your name, man. Sorry.
What are we doing?
There's a lot of morphine going through me right now.
That's okay.
Okay.
Right. Nice to meet you.
No, but...
Man, I haven't heard from Patrick in so long.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can.
Oh.
When I can.
Keep it up.
I haven't done anything.
Chin up. You'll get over it soon.
Perfect.
What?
You know, to hear that from you, it means quite a bit.
Oh, stop. You're making me blush. Keep going, though.
All right.
He looks so good when he blushes.
Thank you. He's the sweetest man ever.
Well, Okay.
Seb, you wouldn't get it.
Thank you, Knight.
Hit the button. The button.
Don't.
The button.
You don't need to go. You know you can.
There you go. Whoa. He's feeling it now. You can tell when his pupils dilate. The hell was that?
What is that?
Somebody at the door.
Were we expecting someone extra?
Fuck if I know.
I guess, see who it is.
Go see who it is. So, welcome back to the Neptune and Nigel radio program, After Dark.
It's dark out there.
It's very dark, and there's lights, and I hope they're okay.
Oh, man.
Those cops look pissed.
I couldn't go out there. I think I'm kind of like, you know.
Yeah, you're still messed up in the morphine.
Well, yeah, but I was on parole.
You're hogging it all.
Yeah, there.
Thank
you. Get it. Jeez, I was on parole. I can't go out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you? I'm on parole too, but they can't catch you if you're in here in the safe studio, which, by the way, it's nice, but I see the egg crates are flaking a bit flammable.
Yeah.
But overall, it's nice. It smells like mahogany.
It does. It does have a good smell.
Nice cedar chip finish to it.
I will say that it was a little dusty.
It was.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, I didn't want to bring my pledge, but I'm glad we read Seb's map quest.
Oh, yeah.
Here, right? I don't know why he's...
That's how I get anywhere. I don't even use my own GPS. I just have looked and hacked into Seb's phone.
And you know I can't, because I can't spell. So...
Yeah.
It just works, but it's hopefully crazy. They get that taken care of. But it should be okay.
I cannot believe this.
Uh-oh.
What is that?
They look mad.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
Look.
He looks mad.
I had an interview with Def Rhinos, and you led me on to say that Def Rhinos were going to be here, and then it was just you.
Yeah.
And no. And now we got these two dipshits.
Hey.
Morphine.
Language.
Ace.
Language.
Sorry, Paul. Look.
You want an autograph?
Huge fan.
You want an autograph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it.
I'll
give you one too.
It
I
will.
Don't know, man.
I mean, I didn't know that they stole the ambulance. I'm sorry for bringing that up in front of your studio.
Were they mad that I was double parked?
Okay.
And by the way, how did you even know?
What?
That we were here.
MapQuest.
Oh, yeah, it was on his phone. I hacked your phone, man.
I mean, he drove.
You go to a lot of good restaurants.
Yeah. I recognize your Volkswagen Jetta a mile away.
I mean... Okay, first off, we'll talk about hacking my phone when we're done. And second, it is a nice Jetta. But the thing is, you stole the ambulance.
I borrowed it. I was going to take it back.
You know that's a felony, right?
You'll get me out of it like always. You work too hard, man. You need a vacation.
I think more cars should be built like an ambulance because they're easier to drive.
And you get to places a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Well, those lights, people literally move out of your way.
That's what I'm pissed about right now.
Why are you
That's
pissed?
Why I was saying all that about you. I'm sorry, Nigel. About
it's
all
right.
I mean, that did hurt my feelings a bit. I'll get over it.
It should hurt your feelings.
Why?
It hurt my feelings, too. You left the lights on, man.
We had to get here in a hurry. We knew you were recording at this time. So, besides, now everyone will see it. They'll diverge traffic around it. There's logic, mate. Use your brain, sorry, but...
I would have turned them off if Nigel wasn't dragging me by the IV stand.
Why are you talking in third person? I'm Neptune.
Because
shit.
Maybe it has something to do with all that morphine you've been feeding him.
Hit the button again. Do it again.
No, you don't need to be in third person.
Do it again.
No.
Stop. Oh, look at his pupils dilate. What?
The reason they were called is where y'all picked the ambulance up from.
The hospital. Where else you going to get an ambulance?
All right, that's enough of that. It was actually two houses down from a place where the ambulance had been called.
Oh, boo-hoo. People have heart attacks all the time. They could have carried her. She was very skinny.
Oh, God.
She's fine, probably.
Oh, my ulcer. Oh, God.
She was probably a fan. Hey, you want some Tums?
Yes.
I don't have any. Go get some.
I hate everything.
Do you want to do some yoga?
We do
for
have
that
good
ulcer?
News. Lady's fine. It was just a panic attack.
Yeah.
So we're good there.
So there we go.
Yeah, ski mask will do that. you know, give me the keys. It was one of those things. We busted in and said, give me the keys to your car. And that she freaked the fuck out. Then ambulance came. It was all planned, mate. We waited for the ambulance to come. They came. We hopped in the car and drove away.
Okay.
Magic.
So.
In some kind of weird way, was this ghost face inspired from Scream?
A little bit. We said, hey, what's your favorite movie? I know what you
did last summer, huh?
No, we just called and said, hey, what's your favorite movie? She said Forrest Gump. Like, oh, that's nice. Then busted in her house and scared her to death.
Oh, God.
To death?
No, she's fine, probably. No. You said she was fine, right?
Panic attack, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little mini...
I have those eight times. It's like if you watch like a
scary movie on Netflix.
If I don't do yoga, I would have eight.
That's true. I think you're too addicted to that, man. Panic attack. I think you're way too addicted.
Didn't CBD get involved? CBD oil get involved in this in the past...
With yoga?
Couple of weeks.
My yoga studio is the cleanest studio you'll ever go in.
It's true.
We don't need to talk about this, Nigel.
You should come to my studio. It's...
I was there.
It's so clean.
I was there with the judge and the lawyers.
In fact, I have a concern about this studio we're in. There's just too much dust.
Way too much. I can go get Pledge. Lemon.
It's really getting with my
probably shouldn't nasals. Insult our host.
No, the studio is
perfectly
cool.
Fine. The reason it looks dusty is because it's soundproofed.
Now, the latest picture I saw of the studio, it looked like it was at an elementary playground.
My studio?
It's weird you say cobwebs and dust.
No, that can't be right. I mean, I practice on this tire swing.
Yeah, next to the sandbox?
No, there's a eagle's nest.
Next to the nice Catholic preschool? Mm-mm. Like, on the property?
Guys, what about our new album?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yes, we can talk about the album. Absolutely.
Okay, let me do a quick endorsement.
We're here to do.
That's okay. Right. Yes, we can salvage this.
Yeah, we can. Well, real quick, Pripyat do.
No, don't.
Do you want free arms instead of two? Pripyat do. All right, let's continue.
The new album, barring some.
It's a weird ad.
I made it up on the spot, Mike.
This album's called Five Toes and Six Fingers.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's called Touch Me There, the pre-cum.
No, it's not called that either. Can't put that on a label.
Actually, it's called Daddy's Home.
No, it's not. No, actually, guys, here's the thing. We'll be launching our new album on Christmas Day with a brand new Christmas song to go with it. Isn't that exciting?
No. What? No, hold on.
It's called Santa's in the Christmas Hole.
I did not agree to do a Christmas album.
Hey, hang on.
Actually.
So, all this hype of Def Rhino coming back, and we're just going to get Christmas songs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on Alan's side. What the fuck?
It's part of a marketing strategy, you know. And then once
what about Touch Me There, too?
A re-release of that single... Since it's been 20-year anniversary, we'll release.
No, he said, "Touch Me There Too."
Yeah,
it's like the response.
Yeah,
is this where the songwriting is going?
Basically,
are we responding?
I like to write like the track names are basically a conversations. Touch Me There, and the follow up would be maybe not now.
I heard there was later. A duet.
Yeah, it was. It sure was.
That was beautiful.
Well, my first choice for a duet would be Taylor Swift. She said no.
She's amazing.
She is. Lovely singing voice.
We can't afford her.
No, shit, we can't. So we got another one. Don't know who we get.
She's even better.
Well, we currently haven't squared that away. Like I said, that's a few months
Christina
ahead.
Christina Ricci. We need her. She sings, right? She does now.
She
Book her.
Casper.
Book her.
Yes, she was in Casper, but... Great movie, by the way.
It was leaked that Britney Spears, but everyone confirmed, including you, Sebi.
She gonna be bald?
She still hasn't been right since Federline.
Is she still bald?
Well, I mean, I may have said that, but we could still do something.
Is that?
Hold on. Fucking cat's pissing.
Alan, why'd your cat in here? Get
it
away.
No, you can't tell my cat to get away. That's my road cat.
I know that, but I'm telling you, hey, your cat's popping off firecrackers or something over there? What the?
You let him do what he does, okay? He's adding to the story.
He sure is. Sounds like I just pulled a nice fresh bowl of Rice Krispie Treats.
Mm. They taste good, too.
Thank you, Nigel.
When is it over? I think it's over.
I think it's done.
You all right? Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
Beautiful cat, by the way.
Thank you. She's half tiger and half leprechaun.
Huh. I can see it.
I've seen one of those before. That's really cool.
Now look it up.
New breeds. They started naming cats after mythological things.
I've seen pink dogs.
And after mobile sightings.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw a pink dog, Nigel?
A pink dog?
Was it like 30 seconds ago?
No, it was probably leaving Chernobyl.
Hitting the button.
Jeez.
Hit the buttons.
Hit the button.
The morphing button. There you go.
Now, on the low key, Nigel, I heard beside from yoga after the deaf rhinos that you got involved in art, and as you referred to the pink puppy, that a lot of your art referred to things that were a bit off color.
Mm.
Would you like to reflect on some of those drawings of vegetables and animals that you drew?
Well, I mean,
and some people said that it was a bit provocative.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just depends on how you take it. But, I mean, there's...
What do you mean by how you take it?
Well, I mean, that could have several meanings, Alan. But the meaning I'm going for this time, Seb, don't get worried. I'm not talking about anal sex.
There it was. No, I knew it was coming.
It's good. I'm talking about... Let me speak, Seb. I'm talking about when you like some art because you like some art. And, you know, maybe I painted some vegetables and put some shit on it and hung it in a gallery, but they let me do that because they liked it too.
Neptune, what's crazy is, like, during this time, you had gone under the radar for some time, but had some clout in the art community, and you were the one that really pushed this, that really brought it to the forefront of what was being seen. And, golly, at this time of Deaf Rhinos, y'all must have been... Y'all were real reclusive. Was it Wyoming for a bit?
A bit, yeah. I kind of like, you know, what I like to do is throw myself into the process, writing music, lip syncing and karaoke. You know, people hate that. But I like to throw myself into the process, then pull out. You know, I'm very good at that. Very good at pulling out. Pull out of the process, you know, let it do its thing, maybe go get a towel, wipe down.
It's all about pulling out.
You get done with that, kind of, you know, get back to yourself, get back to the center of yourself, the nuggety center of the self, you know, and then just kind of go. But yeah, I fully supported Nigel's art endeavor.
What's crazy is, like, this art center that released it, it was a 5-board member, and the population for that town was... 69.
Yeah, I picked it because of that. I thought, that's cool, we're going there. They hated us. Oh my god, they hated us.
What was the name of that little town?
Trinity Falls.
It had a nickname, though.
Yeah, it did. The Devil's Scrotum.
Oh, god.
That's it.
It just got hot.
You know, I've
hot, humid.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of tale. I don't know if y'all had the chance to experience this. I heard y'all got in late, but during the day in Trinity Falls, why they call it Devil's Scrotum, there's a bit of a road on the south side as you come into town.
Right.
Well, there's a divot, and the way that divot goes, there's a bridge that goes right across, and it forms the scrotum.
It does.
We've been there. Multiple times.
I try to take a... I keep... Every time
y'all
I go
saw
there,
that?
Yeah. Oh, oh absolutely. Yeah.
I slept there.
People, look.
I try to get a
I
picture
slept
with
there.
It.
I mean, it's the Devil's Scrotum. I mean, I just wanted to spend more time with it. You know, it was a nice place. It was a beautiful day. Took a nap there. Put my Inu up.
You know, it's great. Something that is... And this leads to it. I wondered.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking with the upcoming latest album and... Sebi was nice enough to send 2 tracks to promote this. Is this is something that No one has ever heard. Because what happened there at Trinity Falls, and it's ironic that you brought up sleeping at the head of the scrotum.
Mm.
Which is what you do. You don't see a scrotum and don't think, I want to take a nap there.
Because the same way with the Delta in Mississippi.
I've heard of it. It's shit. It's very flat. Except for the crossroads.
Don't even go
with the crossroads.
The crossroads, yeah.
He found there's been story
mm-hmm.
of a crossroads sighting there at the scrotum head.
Yeah.
And it was on a drummer.
Hmm.
Was that you?
This was 25 years ago.
What happened?
Scrotum head.
Yeah. Did you sell your soul to the devil?
Hit the morphine.
At the devil's scrotum 25 years ago? Because if you have, that's fucking amazing, mate.
I can't really talk about things that are in action, so...
You were pretty high on peyote at the time.
Anything's possible, Seth. Even when you're high, anything's possible. Look at me now. I'm dripping morphine, baby.
You are actually out of morphine. Look at me now!
That needs to be on a t-shirt. If I overheard it.
What?
And so
anything's possible, even if you're high.
For now, where I was going with the touch from the devil at the scrotum head.
Mm-hmm. Touching a devil's scrotum, yeah.
Was that there came something called the Wyoming Blues.
Yeah.
And but what happened nearly 250 years ago was non-representative to what happened here. And that was the inspiration behind the latest Def Rhino's album.
Right.
That's why I was so excited. And after hearing that track, I thought I heard a little bit of that touch, but you seem to say it's false, that nothing happened.
I can't confirm or deny.
That means he did. That means it's true.
Because it truly is the drum, that, and this is the rarest thing, it's like, when have you ever heard the drummer really carrying the album through the entirety?
Oh, absolutely.
It was quite remarkable.
Absolutely.
I thought it was risky with how y'all decided to do this.
Well, I mean, wherever we come up with these ideas like that, we'll, you know, first when Seb and Nigel approached me and said, hey, we want the
drums. But this is only a couple of tracks. Right. Is it all that way?
Right. It's
I sold my soul to the devil.
I knew it! You didn't. I fucking knew it!
Nope. Did I trick you?
There goes the Christmas album.
I fucking knew it, man.
There goes the Christmas album.
We can still play a Christmas album. Right. That'd be awesome.
Mm-mm-mm. But it's like, you know, we wanted the drums to be a predominant because he was so passionate about it. At first, I was like, no way, that sounds like shit. But then, after some reflecting, some conversations, some pot, some pills, a little bit of booze, I said, you know what, fuck it, let's do it.
A little bit of morphine.
Yeah, so that, it kind of... We're very supportive. If someone has an idea, we'll go with it. Even if it's shit, Seb, we'll just go with it.
So looking into the supernatural just for a second, do you see that today's happenings playing a part maybe trying to take...
Ghosts. I don't fuck with ghosts. No supernatural. I don't fuck with ghosts.
I'm down with anything.
It's spooky.
Seb, are you down with anything? Let's do anything together.
Everything. Yeah, Seb. Seb,
oh my God.
Do anything with Nigel. Do anything.
Just a question for the manager.
Yeah,
do
man.
Do you see kind of how the future may lay out now that you
know?
Have...
Not after this.
Stay positive. Listen to your therapist. Stay positive.
All right.
Don't talk to
yourself. Did you say therapist?
Don't talk to yourself. It's weird.
No. Def Rhinos is yoga stance stronger than ever, and we are looking forward to continuing the great legacy of our rock and roll genre with our music.
That was the worst answer I could have ever heard on any sort of broadcast. That was shit. Oh, do it again. Like, do a do-over. Can he do that?
That's fine.
Can you edit that part out? Just
I'm going to grade you this time. Will that make it better?
Oh, my God.
I'll watch you intently in your
eyes.
He's
got something written down.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, do it again. Try again.
Let him try.
Who, me?
What? No. Oh, you're taking those.
I'm grading. You're,
why are you
that,
grading?
That is not a pen.
Oh.
That.
So try again.
That is a stick.
try again, Sebby.
Let him try to write with
try
it.
Again, Sebby.
let's do it.
You're holding it a bit funny there. How are you going to sign an autograph like that, man?
Especially with a stick, you dumb fuck.
That's not paper either. That...
Seb!
That's the chair.
Seb, let him go. Let him do it. Let him go.
Seb! Let's do it.
That's a backpack. That's my backpack.
I'm getting mad, Seb. You better do it.
I'm over here.
I broke Nigel, my pen.
I'm over here. No. I think our future as a band is bright, and everything should work out just fine in the future with our plans. Our fan base is as rabid as always, and I'm looking forward to all of our future projects. Those now, that have been canceled after this interview, and those that have not.
That was better. Too much. You used the word future too many times, but it was the effort. Yes.
Now, Neptune, I heard him say he described the fans as rabid.
Oh,
now,
fuck yeah, they are. They're fantastic.
Now, would you like to reflect on some of those stories that have happened over the years?
Let's try to think of the best one.
Maybe a top 1, 2, 3, or maybe just 1 or 2. However okay. you want to do it.
Yeah, we'll do a top 3. Okay, yeah. So number 5 would probably be...
Number 5, okay.
Yeah, top 3.
Okay.
Number 5 would probably be that time me and Seb went to AutoZone. Had to get, you know, he told me to go get brake light fluid. I said, okay, man, I got you covered.
Did not say that.
You said something about a car. So we went there, and the cashier was like, hey, I know you're bad, you're great. I was like, thank you. So the number 4 would probably be that time a ravenous fang snuck into Seb's house, thinking it was my house, held him at gunpoint and told me, I'm not going to let him go until Neptune shows up and kisses me on the cheek.
Now, I heard that was because it was a prank on Sebi that you put on social media that
yep.
your address was his
exactly.
address.
Twitter is yeah. a fun, fun thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only person that
move.
Showed up, Sebi.
Oh, no, there was a lot of people that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That
shit was so funny. Me and Nigel were across the street just laughing.
Was that his house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know why you were laughing or what house it was?
Oh, I just saw the people running in and out. It was great.
Oh, it was fantastic. So that was number
4. No, he said there was a lottery, and the 8th person to enter my house could have a dinner date with you,
yeah.
Neptune.
That's so true. The 90s were fun.
A lot of people want
so,
Neptune.
Number 1 fan interaction would probably be the fan I married, Lauren, my wife.
Do we have to,
Seb, shush.
Okay.
I met her at a concert in Dallas.
No.
I fell in love the next day we were married.
We gotta rewind just a touch.
Okay.
What
was the numbers that confused you or no?
It wasn't the numbers.
Okay.
It's about the sun.
I have no idea where he is. I mean, let's face facts. I'm not the best father, never wanted to be a father, but just happened that way. And, you know, my son was a great lad. I haven't seen him since he was probably 5, and how long has it been now? What, it's like 16 years?
Yeah.
16, somewhere in there. So he's, you know, a full-grown adult.
Yeah, he's of a legal age, and he does not want to see you.
That's fine. I don't want to see him either.
Okay.
What do you make of the tattoo, though, there? On your left forearm.
Which one? I have a lot of tattoos. Specifically on my left forearm.
Well, we were thinking about the 3rd goldfish there. 3-eyed goldfish.
Yeah.
I heard that story had something attached to something of the past. Was that not attached at all?
Well, I don't like to be bitter about it, but... Fine, full disclosure, I had the idea for The Simpsons first...
Here we
and
go.
And that groaning. Fully stole it. I had the idea for a fucking cartoon with yellow people, and he stole it. So I got this tattoo so I can look at it and just get furious whenever I look at it. It's kind of a calming mechanism, but I look at it and I just go... I go into a fucking red... I just get fucking mad. You know what I mean?
Your son created The Simpsons?
No. Dumbass fucking Matt Groening stole it from me.
Man,
you do realize that The Simpsons were on the air before you were born, right?
No. I met this nice bloke at Applebee's. I said, hey, you'll be fun. A cartoon with yellow people and a dad who physically abuses the son. And next thing I know, I turn on Fox and it says season premiere of The Simpsons, season 27, or whatever the fuck. And I was like, that was my fucking idea.
Season 27?
Yeah. Whatever the fuck season it was. It was in the fall of 2004.
That's predates you, though.
A little bit, yeah.
What? No, I have the idea for Yellow People cartoon. Y'all can see, everyone that talks to you about it is the same fucking thing. Nigel, back me up. You were there.
Okay.
I've only watched all the seasons of 7th Heaven.
No.
That's a great show.
Thank you, Nigel. Now.
7th Heaven.
Hit the button again. Is it out?
It's empty.
Oh, man.
Oh, so he's just put air into his veins.
That's probably good. Stop doing that.
That's probably good for you, right?
No, it's not. It's not good for you.
He'll be lighter.
I'm taking this thing out.
Oh, dude, you gotta put a Band-Aid on that. You gotta put a Band-Aid on that. God, it's on the floor now.
Oh, man.
5 second rule. 5 second rule. Go.
What do you mean 5 second rule? Like,
look, it's just got some hair on it.
There you go.
You just pluck it back in?
No, I put the dirty Band-Aid
on. In the same hole.
I found a Band-Aid on the floor. Put it on my arm.
That's a piece of scotch tape.
Oh. It'll be fine, guys. Perfect.
That reminds me of something that I heard from an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Ooh.
If you keep hiding from the shit of the world, someday the shit of the world will show up on your doorstep.
I love it when I get life lessons from Dawson's Creek. Don't you? I love it.
Dude.
The CW is where it's at, Mike.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Dawson's Creek. Dawson's Creek. Watch it on TBS or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Somewhere. I don't know.
Pripyat Doo.
Oh, my God. We're not... Okay.
Do you want to look like a stegosaurus when you're 60? Pripyat do. Tumors.
But what I heard is the new wife was...
Bless you. Yeah.
The original person that drew her into the band was Nigel.
That what?
That Nigel was with her first. And y'all are still best friends.
With my wife?
Yeah.
Were you?
What's her name?
Lauren.
Yeah, we hooked up a few times.
Oh, so we're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, mate.
Sweet.
Oh yeah.
You both knew that. You've known that for
years.
I know.
I like to get reminded.
So, I would like to talk about our new tour we're going to be doing soon. Yeah, it's starting in March. We will kick off the tour in Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll go cross-country, venturing up to Canada, and eventually ending in Mexico City this year.
Why?
Because we have a lot of fans down there.
They don't speak English. How do they know our songs?
Well, Neptune, music is the universal language.
I'd like to point out that a lot of our listeners are from Mexico.
Really? Well.
Hence one of the reasons why I wanted to book this.
You look at me, Avidu. They speak German, right?
That's not a German.
That's not German. No.
What was that, gibberish?
I don't know. Yeah, it was probably
gibberish. I don't know the difference. Anyways, hello to our Mexican fans.
Me llama Nigel.
See, that was gibberish too.
Hey, no, he got it.
Yeah, oh, that was Spanish.
He's been on Rosetta Stone.
Nope. I found this. Like second grade Spanish book in a dumpster, so I've just been reading that a lot.
Oh, nice. Proud of you learning.
Thanks, man.
Stop this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
A home away finding. From home.
Love dumpsters.
How did that start for you?
The whole dumpster diving?
Yeah, because you were a skateboarder before you picked up an instrument. But dumpster diving...
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I just like trash, man. If nobody wants it, I like trash. I just wanna bathe in filth and serve the Lord that is Satan, you know?
Mm.
Do what?
Nigel, we have a Christmas album to do. Yeah, don't you mean our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Oh, he's cool too, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm over here.
What's the fat guy? Yeah, I was looking at this apple.
Yeah, Buddha? Yeah, that's
okay.
Mine.
Okay. I didn't know you were a
air
Buddhist.
In there.
I'm not. But he looks cool.
Okay.
All right. So, last things to bring up here.
Mm-hmm.
is we're running out of time.
Shit. Can we start over?
Time does not exist, Alan. Did you not know that?
Do you really mean that, man?
What? No. What?
You want to start over?
Yeah. Like, fully over.
Spend another hour doing this.
Why not? Bless you.
That means a lot, brother. I've been listening to your music for years, dude. That's dope.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, you need to stop. You're just going to fan my ego, but keep going a little bit.
We appreciate the exposure, Alan, and we look forward to coming back and bring you guys an album to play with you. We left you a couple of tracks for all the fans.
Sure as shit not going to be Christmas.
Yes, that's booked, and we are contractually obligated to do that. So
one last thing. We never went over Josephine.
Josephine's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I left Josephine at the hospital.
Yeah.
She hadn't called me once. Well, my phone's been dead, but she hadn't called me once.
Oh, she's probably in a world of trouble, mate. She said bomb in a hospital.
We'll get her out of it?
Yeah. Seb will, but yeah.
Yeah, I will.
It's going to be fine.
I will.
It's going to be good.
Oh, my God.
This morphine. I think we should just go get her because I need more morphine.
Yeah. You want to go?
Wait, no. You two just stay at the house.
I'd be real curious to see what you would go in because last I checked that ambulance has been taken back to the hospital where it belongs.
Did it get towed?
And you're not taking our vehicles.
It's whoever parked it, you know, that's theirs.
That's fine. We're not going to take your vehicles. Could I, side note, see your keys for a moment? Just your car keys. Just want to see what kind of car you drive, mate.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you do.
It's...
Maybe we could walk out there and I'll just hit the beeper or something.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Want me to just take the keys down there for you so you don't have to, make the trip,
No, I'll hold the keys. It's fine.
Yeah, he'll do it.
You'll hold the keys?
Yeah.
We need to get you back to the hospital.
No. That's what I'm saying. I need more morphine.
Seb.
No, you don't need morphine.
Doctors don't know shit. Okay.
All right. So, I think I heard... your wife just pulling in. What if I was to give her the keys?
She pulled in? Oh, shit. Okay, tell you what. I'm going to go down, deal with that, because she's probably not happy with me. I drank all the Kool-Aid and maybe destroyed the inside of our house.
It's crazy she knew how to get here once again.
I text her, but she...
She has your location, doesn't she?
Well, yeah. That's
what marriage is. Seb.
It's all about trust. Now, before I go, Alan, thank you so much for this telethon or whatever the fuck. But Pripyat do. Chernobyl. I can't think of anything. But thank you so much for having us here. Nigel, come on. I need your small frame to block. Nigel, there you go. Easy does it.
Yeah, just right. Leave the stand. And.
Bye, guys. Have fun, Seth. Still mad at you, but I love you and your beard.
Alan, my name's Nigel. It was good to meet you.
It hit him when he stood up.
I'm kind of scared to shake your hand.
It's wet, right?
It's only been in 4 dumpsters.
All right, come on.
The blood is O positive.
Seb, talk me up. Talk me up good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Seb.
Well, this was a bit of a disaster, but I hope we could salvage some of it.
The worst part is that I've been hyping this episode for so long.
Yeah.
And that it's expected this coming week.
Oh, God.
And...
Oh, God.
How could we possibly reschedule?
Seb, do I leave my Capri Sun here?
No, you didn't leave your Capri Sun here.
Okay, thank you.
My leg! Oh, God. So, you're telling me we're going to have to air this?
It's going to have to go as... is.
Oh, God. All right. That's fine. It's fine. Okay. That's fine.
Now, the way that I'll do this is I'll just make it to where that people just have to pay to listen to it to where they, maybe it'll just be like court fans, but even then, I don't know if we can
make up the loss.
Yeah, this is a really big deal.
I tell you what. How about, I hook up you and your producers with season tour tickets. How about that? That make things better? All right, hold on. How much is this going to cost me? Here we go again.
Look, what we're going to do is we'll just put it up as is.
Okay.
And see what happens. And we'll let everyone else decide. And I've heard that Noise TV has signed a contract.
They have. Yes, they have.
With them. And that they can find everything that they would really need to know about the Deaf Rhinos on that channel.
That's correct.
And so how can they find that?
Noise TV has a Facebook page on social media. Noise TV, where you can find everything you need to know about Deaf Rhinos, their history, and what they're currently working on right now, their upcoming tour dates, and the new release of their album. You can find them on the Facebook page, and also you can watch all their music videos on YouTube.
And for those Noise crazy TV. Enough, and I was a big fan, I don't know how I feel now, but you can follow Neptune on Instagram.
That is correct. If you would want to.
But it was great to have the two big parts of the band here, along
yes.
with you, I guess, to somehow...
I appreciate being here. I'm
make this... something.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
And we'll end this with, well, we're not allowed to play any Deaf Rhino songs right now because of what has happened in previous countries the last time they released an album, so we'll have to play something else.
Yeah, we're in current litigation.
Seth, are you still talking?
Oh my god.
Did you plug my Instagram?
Yes, I plugged your Instagram.
It's Deaf Neptune.
Deaf Neptune.
Yeah, all one word.
You heard it.
Okay, hurry up. Let's go.
All right.
My leg!
Why do Sebi. I have to drive?
Sebi, it's been an episode of Porch Talk.
It really has been.
And all I can say is it's not one that we'll ever forget.
No, not at all. But I do appreciate you inviting me and... inadvertently inviting them on.
Yeah, you really need to do something about your phone. But we're getting out of here. Peace out. Alright, news and notes. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, find us on social media. Same logo as the podcast. You can follow us there, see some of the pictures of what's going on, what's to come, and what's happened. Also, Monson and Brothers, we are in Tupelo Mall. Your apothecary out of Columbus, Mississippi. Beard oils, balms, soaps, shaving kits. Perfect holiday stuffers for the guys. And Catherine has done some art and necklaces for the chicks. And so we got what you need for those stocking stuffers. Take care of your beards. Your beardos. All right, as far as notes go, going to play Distracted by Taylor Hollinsworth, and we'll do the outcuts and bloopers and the sign-off after the song. All right, guys. Peace out. Some more, but there's Do we want to, like, bring everybody in to do a sign-off?
Yeah, sure. I thought that was hilarious. You're like, well, what are we going to call it this? And you're like, I don't know. And you're like, all right. And like, I just keep going up. Oh, my God.
Well, guys, just to just to close this thing out, thank y'all once again. And I just want to plug, this is Noise TV. These are the writers and the characters that you see in the videos. And they do a fucking fine job of what they do. And this is the episode. I don't know if we'll actually put this on here for you to hear or not, but this is the ending credits if they want to say anything about it.
Shit, man. Point to me.
You go first, man.
Man, my name is Dylan Scott. I like Twinkies. Nice TV. We're shooting episode 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done one chunk of it, and we just got to do some more chunks of it. But it's coming together, slowly but surely. We all got things going on. But, yeah.
Hi, friend.
Yeah. What do y'all have to say?
You know, it's actually nice to be on the podcast for a change.
Yeah.
You know, I had to miss last time.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, just follow Nice TV on Facebook, YouTube, Nathan has his Instagram stuff. But yeah, it's like Dylan said, it's coming slowly but surely. It's just a busy time in all of our lives. So fans, just bear with us as best you can. But more content is definitely coming. It's just a slower process right now.
Yeah. Holidays and all that kind of gets in the way.
Absolutely. I mean, it slowed the podcast down in some regards.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm kind of like trying to get things in as I can. It kind of gives me time to get everything
out. Honestly, this was a blast. Like, this is a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. Dude, I've been excited about this. Like, I think Shane was the first person I told. Like, he was out at the Princess one night, and I was like, we really need to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had these ideas, and then I saw you, and I ran the same thing past you, and then a couple weeks went by, and like I told you, it was like, I got to hit him up, and you hit me up, and I was like, this has got to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I just knew it was going to be just a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And even, I mean, it'd be fun to get, like, everyone here at one point.
Yeah. And what's cool is, like, your listeners kind of got a first-hand experience of how we write the episode. Because we'll just be in character, just goof off, and then we're like, we really like that, and then we'll write that down.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun to do.
I mean, and once again, with like a lot of the episodes of Porch Talk, it's that way. It's like none of this, like we talk ideas over.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a line for line idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I'm going to call you out and just see what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is exactly like that. That's exactly how we operate. We'll just, sometimes we have like a structure to it, but then there are times where we're just like, here's the starting point, here's the ending point. Try to make it work.
Yeah.
And most of the time, like, it just works because we just work so well together.
Yeah, man.
So.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's a lot of fun. Guys, it was great to have y'all, and we can't wait to collaborate once again.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We'll come back 100%. Anytime.
And it's been another episode of Porch Talk. We're out of here. Edit when you get ready.
Yeah. Look at the assholes. I was trying to bring it
out. Oh, fuck.
Damn, I forgot what you even said.
Were you on Rosetta Stone? No.
No.
You just said no.
This
yeah.
I figured we'd get really fucking wild, right?
Go wild, man.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Are
let me.
Cool?
Yeah, we're cool. Absolutely. Let me say what I was going to say before I broke.
You know, just still over the fucking.
So this is.
Were you on Rosetta Stone? No.
No.
So yeah, this is after I was saying no to use Rosetta Stone.
Oh fuck.
Okay, everybody, just talk normal. Just do what you do. How are you gonna do it? Let me hear you,
Neptune. Thank you for
test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Getting me out of that car.
You know,
Seb, why are you saying test 1-2?
I don't know. Well,
why are you doing it?
Because that's what we do when we get mic checks.
That's a mic.
Yes.
Or more of you. You're still being a phallic looking.
Well, we use these all the time.
Did you say penis?
Well, see, he said phallic, which I think is more appropriate. I don't think you can say penis, though.
Did you know I have one of those?
I it's 2019, so I didn't ask questions.
Sound check is wonderful. Okay. Just hoping the best for this cat.
Yeah. Let me just give her some food, see if that makes
sense. Voice. Is that a green screen?
Oh, don't you do it. Mm-hmm. Hell no. I'm getting caught the fuck out of my leg.
That's dope.
Oh, there she goes.
What? Yes. The sustenance of life.
We've got to pull the oldest trick in the book.
I think we should start by the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so too.
And then we'll just make racket and come on in.
Do we want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, make noise. Okay.
Yeah, as loud as you can.
We'll let y'all go like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Make it as authentic as possible.
Yeah.
Here we go. Everybody good? Everybody cool?
Yep.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.